for just about everything for the outdoors. Go to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Episode 200. The journey has been epic up to this point, and I can't wait to see where it goes. Tonight's show is going to be off the chain. We're going to try to keep it leashed up a little bit, but we might get a little unleashed, and it's going to be all about the journey tonight, guys. It's going to be about how we started, got to the middle, how we finish. It's going to be about some epic journeys tonight from all of our grinders here at Elk Bros. We're going to talk about what's important to us. We're going to talk about a little bit of elk content. We're going to reach back out to our grinders. We're going to give away some prizes tonight to our followers, man. It is going to be an awesome time. You're not going to want to miss this show. So get ready. Buckle up. Here comes episode 200.
Welcome to Blue Collar Elk Hunting, brought to you by ElkBros.com, with your host, Gilbert Ornelas, and elk hunting coach, Joe Gilley. You want to hunt elk, and they live to hunt elk. Their goal is to share with you what they have learned grinding it out for over 35 seasons, doing what they love. So come on into camp and set a spell. Welcome to Blue Collar Elk Hunters.
Hello there, everyone. If it's your first time with us, glad to have you. Hope you enjoy our show. And for those blue-collar hunters following our show and grinding it out with us every week, welcome back to Elk Camp. I'm Gilbert Ornelas. That's right, the host of your show, coming to you live from Cimarron, New Mexico. Got WWJGD sitting right next to me. We got all the Elk Bros, coaches, and honorees in the house. I mean, we've got Leroy, the Ninja Chavez down there. We've got Manano Graterone. We've got, check it out, man. We got Ramon Martinez there, man. Check it from Bunk Edge, giving us the deuces. We got the Colorado Maniac himself, Mr. Guy Duplanchet's in the house.
Good
we
boys.
Got leader of the Venezuelan Mafia, Luis Gonzalez in the house. Travis O'Shea, the world champion elk callers, and now from Wapiti River Outdoors, the Gila Ridge Runner himself, Mr. Eric Aragon, is in the house, and the Flatlander, Big Bad Cole Wilkes, is in the house. We're here to kick it off and get it started, y'all. What's up, fellas? Happy 200.
What's up? What's
going happy 200. 200.
Yeah.
200.
200.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Fellas.
It's been a heck of a journey, huh, Joe?
Oh, it's been something else, man. Look, everybody that's starting to come on right now, we know everybody knows that we came on at 7:30. Hopefully everybody's coming in. We're starting to see Daniel, Kyle, Albert Guy. Good to see you, man. But everybody's showing up, and I want and I alluded to this, and I haven't talked a lot. Everybody's come on. The crew's been giving me heck. They've been in my ear.
Hey, Joe. Hey, we're live on Instagram right now, giving me heck on this side,
and,
brother.
And I've been pretty hush hush, and reason for that is
jump on Elk Bros YouTube and join us for this 200th episode. It's a celebration of where the Elk Bros
are going. Check him out.
I'm live, brother. We got to get it. Got my boy Luis. We got Travis. We got Aragon. We got
the whole thing about this, y'all, is O'Nellis,
everybody jump on YouTube.
All of y'all. This is about everybody that has been a part of this journey, and it's been an incredible journey. And from where we started to where we are right now, we're going to do all kinds of things this evening. We're going to show some old stuff. We're going to show you some photos of where we've been and where we are right now. We're going to show you some things that really touch my heart, my soul. We're going to try to go down a little bit memory lane. We're going to thank these guys that are with us, and we're going to talk about all of these people here as well. We don't have RC with us tonight. RC had to go pick up his daughter. What's up, fellas? Hey, Jason, Bill, all you guys there, man. But this, you know, I'm talking to you people that are watching right now, but I'm talking to these people that we have surrounded ourselves with. And here, this is my philosophy. If you want to do great things in life, you surround yourself with great people. And my wife, who's downstairs, hears me all the time say, you know, I talk about it and say, man, what a great human being that person is. And it wasn't you, DePlanche. It was these other people I was talking about. But don't worry about it.
That's fine. I'm good with that, brother. As long as I affect somebody, I want to give you help.
She's always like, she's like saying, you say that about everybody. I'm like, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, we surrounded ourselves with some great people.
And all of you guys, man, my brothers that have started this, that influenced this from the beginning, that has been the core to those people that have come in, those people that have believed in us and dedicated themselves to what our philosophy is and what we represent and gone out there. And all of you are helping other people in your roles, doing other things as well. And all I can tell you is as long as we are making memories better for other people, as long as we're giving them incredible experiences, as long as they're able to do that and show other people the right way to do things. And when I'm talking about right way, I'm talking about etiquette, and I'm talking about those things that are going to make it better for all of us as hunters out in the field, right? The respect for the animal, the respect for other people, the respect for ourselves, honoring that animal by the things that we do in preparation and how we hunt. Yeah. And expressing this to other people that are outside of our circle so that they understand that and become a part of that. So I want to celebrate the journey. I want to thank all of you guys. And I have to say this from the beginning. This all started with that man down there at the bottom, my brother-in-law, my brother, Leroy Chavez, Chav, we all call him. We've been in the woods together. This will be our 41st season together. And that we let other people into our arena. And because we were willing to let down our guard and allow that to happen, it's been priceless. So thank you. Every single one of you. Thank you, brother, man.
Joe's getting
look, you know, Big O says it all the time. It's epic. You guys are what make it epic, right? You guys are the best of the best. That's why we've aligned ourselves with y'all. We appreciate every day when y'all push the brand. Some of you have your own brand, and we dig it. We're out there pushing it with you. We believe in the products that you guys have, Western Contours, Fly Covers, Mondo, and the bow hitch, because carrying your bow sucks. I mean, Flatlander Cole Wilkes doing his thing, the Mafia doing their thing with BM Outdoors, Wapiti River putting our sugar and our, you know, Grind Your Call. I can't thank these guys enough. Eric Aragon, who works tirelessly with the Hunt Wars crew, same with Cole. So we can't thank you guys enough that are coaches that carry the brand. And, you know, this is about y'all. It really is. Joe and I started hunting together 14 years ago, and, it was something special then, and we keep continuing that every day. And it's just elk camp every day, guys. I mean, when we put this thing together, we just want to be an elk camp again, right?
I'm going to do a couple of things, guys, and then we're all going to get a chance to talk here. I want everybody to celebrate this. But this, I'm going to kind of show you some of the things. This was number one.
Have you ever wondered?
Let me share this with you.
Number one.
This is number one. And let me know if you guys are getting the same.
Some guys tag out every year.
Yes.
What's their secret to success? That's exactly what we're going to talk about on our show tonight. You're not going to want to miss it.
Take a look at what we have on the site. Take a look at our Blue Collar Elk Academy, because that's where we have the a subscription-based content there. There's going to be a lot of free content. You're going to be able to see our podcast. You'll see us on YouTube. But go ahead.
How they react and act in different winds.
Look at Gil, man.
Different circumstances. Build your confidence each time you're around.
So we went from number one, and then I couldn't believe that this was where we went, and we thought this was something special.
Can you believe it? It's number 50, brother.
Hopefully it's some things that can help you.
It was never about hunting. It was just about spending time together.
Kids want to be a part of something.
Everything, my friends, pull up a chair, adjust your volumes just right, and welcome to Blue Collar Elk Hunting.
from there, it was...
It's episode 100, y'all, and let me tell you what, if you're looking for elk hunting advice, look no further. Pull up a chair and get ready for tons of info and one heck of a full house tonight. And guys and gals, this is one episode you just might want to watch on YouTube.
That was 100, man, and here we are. We're on 200.
Today's 200. The journey continues.
We're going to be doing some giveaways tonight, and one of the giveaways that we're going to do is coming from Armando at the Bow Hitch. It's going to be a special 200 edition Bow Hitch that he's going to give away.
Can I participate on that one?
And so what I want to happen, Armando, first of all, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Armando.
Hey guys, I'm honored. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor to be associated with you, to be befriended by you guys, and to be welcomed into your community. I don't take that lightly. I'm so appreciative for each and every one of you. So I wanted to say that first. And, I'm truly, truly grateful.
Congratulations, you know, let's go unleashed. I thought we were going.
That's a great idea.
I need to do something with our people. For all you guys that are chiming in right now, I need all chats to completely stop. So I want all the chat just to stop. And there's a reason for it. Okay. So I'm going to give you a chance here. I'm going to let it stop, and then we're going to give the rules so you guys can win this. All right. What I need now is I want every one of you that wants to be in on a chance to win something on our live show tonight, I want you to put your name and where you're from. Nothing else, no other chat. I just want those to start going in order so that we're able to then do a random number selection with our live audience. Okay. So while we're talking here, all I want you guys to do is just do your name, where you're from, and don't do any other chat until I tell you we're all clear. And then we'll go with that when it's time to pick this for Armando, man. And
hey, Jojo, we got 8 coaches on here right now.
Yes, sir.
Right around. So you're only giving one bow hitch away?
I'm only giving one bow hitch away?
Yes.
All right. Armando, I'll send you the money. I'll Venmo you. I want another Bo Hitch in the giveaway. So now we got two Bo Hitches to give away, two Bo winners.
I want to buy one. I want to buy one for Manano because it's got to suck for him to have to carry the Reese's Pieces. <Yeah. laughs>
Thank you, bro. And where you're from right now, don't start laughing at these guys, man. Just take it all in. Yeah. So we got two Bo Hitches, and I tell you what. Armando, man, from the bottom of my heart, so that we do, you have one that you're putting in. The Elk Bros are going to purchase two of those as well, 200th anniversary. So we have four right now, and we will end up picking four people out of that, out of those random numbers, okay? And names all come
in. That's what I'm talking about, Coach.
We got another bidder up here. We have another bidder.
We'll do another one from Wapiti.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dude, man.
Uh-oh. Come on, boys. Come on. There's a lot of people
lining up. So you guys keep putting
my name in.
Where you're from, and we're gonna, once I see that completely stops on the bottom there, then I will go ahead and we're gonna do something so that we can pick a winner out of you guys. All right. And then we'll just go from there. That way we can just count down with a random number. All right. So you guys just keep putting those in. And there's something else that I want to do right now that I want to share with you. We have some of our grinders that sent us some shout outs. So I want to make sure that we go ahead and get some of that in here. And this is going to be our first one.
What's up, Elk Bros? This is Chris McKelvey from Meridian, Idaho. I just wanted to say thank you guys for everything that you've been doing. I've been listening since early on. I haven't missed an episode. I appreciate all the information you guys are giving out, and I'm on my way up to the Elk Mountains right now to go get some intel for season. Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is the old Billy Goat himself, Bob Collins from Barry Center, New York. Big congratulations to episode number 200, Elk Bros. Great job. This is Billy Goat's tip of the week. Hey, if you want to join the 10% Club, keep listening to the Elk Bros. It'll improve your odds tremendously. Thanks and congratulations.
This is Keith Durr from Aurora, Colorado, coming to you from the Air Force Academy Archery Range, which we agree is the best archery range in all of America. Elk Bros team, thank you very much for your generosity and all that you do. The impact of that will be felt for generations to come. Grinder out.
Hi, my name is Jake Rocco. I'm from Silver City, New Mexico, home of Billy the Kid and the entrance to the Great Gila Wilderness. I'd like to thank Elk Bros for the awesome podcast helping me get ready for September.
We have more that we're going to be putting on as we go here. And there's going to be a few surprises and some other things. One thing that I think I see the names of stuff, and I'm just going to keep saying this for those people that might have just come in. What we're doing right now is you'll just put your name and where you're from. We're going to do a drawing here in a few minutes. Where we're going to do a random number drawing and several people. I think we have five
giveaways.
We got five Bo Hitches that we're going to be giving away, man. Special 200th episode editions there. So, yeah.
So cool, man.
Isn't that cool?
I knew our boys would step up. They always do.
Yeah. That's, beyond cool, man. So let's do this while we're on our show, man.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do a little bit of talking about some elk, and then we're going to go back to some other things. But before we do that, there's people on here that I want to hear from, okay? And I'm going to go back in time here, and I'm going to start with my two Hunt Wars coaches on here.
Absolutely.
Eric Aragon and Cole Wilkes, the Flatlander.
Yes, sir.
And I think Eric, when The way we first met, dude, was you did a story that you sent in, and that story moved us so much.
Yep, it did.
That we had to give you a call, and you and I met at Hit or Miss Archery, got a chance to meet each other, and I knew right then that was going to be something special.
Yeah, that we could ride the river with.
Yeah, yeah, right.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, Cole actually packs him in his pack. You know, when they
he does. Works out perfect, man.
Yeah.
Like Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
it don't matter, brother. It's
It's how we're going to get it done this season. We're going to be hunting together, so we're going to show them what it's like all year round.
Listen, yeah. I'm telling you, I've gotten to hunt with Cole Wilkes. That's one of the baddest dudes I've ever been on the mountain with, dude. Like, straight up. And I've hunted with some really good elk hunters, right? Cole Wilkes is one of the best hunters I've ever been with. And an absolute animal on the mountain. Like, dude's just, it has no quit in him at all, right? So that's why we ride with guys like that.
And Cole, even though Cole's a coach with us, he's actually doing, he is doing some courses on hunting himself. And, he's done some stuff with Joel over there in Texas, where you've had people come into a actual hunt camp. And you're doing some things that, well, tell them about it, Cole.
So we just started learnhuntharvest.com. You can go there, and we're basically mentoring guys, like, in person, online, kind of like what we're doing right here. Not only that, we have in person, basically, like, retreats that you come to. Joel and I, we just finished an elk hunting, retreat in Oregon. It's basically a 2-day event. You come in and camp, and then we do, go over the whole deal. But our primary focus is for those people that don't have somebody to show them how to hunt, or they've never had it happen. So we're really reaching out there to the people that's never hunted at all. That's our bread and butter. And those are the people we're bringing in. And spending 4 days of, like, just hunting immersion, going over everything from, how to acquire tags to how to navigate public land to, everything from, figuring out what species and, what methods you want to hunt. Super excited. And we just launched that.
Awesome, brother. Man, we're, 100% whatever we can do to help spread the wealth, we will, man, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Eric, what has this journey been like for you, man, from before and then coming into the circle with the Elk Bros, man?
Oh, it's fantastic. So it was awesome to meet you. I never imagined I'd be doing this, at all. I mean, I love to hunt, and I've always taken guys, always have called for guys, and I love the wilderness. I'm a backcountry kind of hunter. I was a little bit surprised when you and I hooked up. Didn't expect that, but going and working on Hunt Wars was just what an opportunity. Such, a lot of fun. I've gotten to know all you guys, which is really cool. And just the community around that, talking to different people, been able to coach some guys. I took a guy last year, got him his first bull ever with archery, never hunted. It was just fantastic. That's the stuff. I can go out and hunt, and I love to hunt and kill animals, but being able to help somebody achieve a goal like that, I can't kill a big enough bull that would ever meet that. So the fact that I get to be in that position to do that's a lot of fun. But I'll be honest with you guys. The best thing about it is being with my brother, Cole.
Yeah. Sweet, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I think that's
special guy, man.
That's kind of the general theme of what we do and why we do it, right? It's about the camaraderie, the people that we're with. That type of thing.
Absolutely. There's two guys down here from the Venezuelan Mafia that I've been hunting with for a long time, and they're such special guys, right?
Yeah.
They're selfless. They're special. And they badass cooks. Sorry, Joe, said ass.
It's unleashed, guys. Go ahead. Green light.
And listen.
Cover him up, man.
And listen, these cats, they have no quit in them at all. They are two of the toughest, bravest men I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beto, it's the feeling is mutual, reciprocal, and we love you, man.
All right, so let's do this.
Well, I'm going to have to cry.
Before we make all of our viewers start crying over there, I already see tears starting to happen. Let's
McGill sipping.
We're going to do a random number selection from 1 to 55, and we're going to go down those names, and I'm going to leave it to Luis once he gets there to start from the front, and then I went down and kind of counted where we were at with the names, and we get a chance. Let me share this here so you guys can see it. The random number generator right here. Everybody see that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So drum roll, please. And this is going to be the first one here. Okay. Number 38. Number 38. We're going to do another one. Number 14.
14.
Let's write those down. 38, 14.
Gotcha, bros.
Number 4, number 7, and number 23.
23.
Those people, and if we go down, Luis, I'm going to let you write the names down by those numbers, and then we'll announce them here in a minute, and they can then just tag us with their information and make sure that they get a hold of us so that we can go ahead.
Don't worry, Joe. I got you. You know you had to tell me and not Manana because otherwise it wouldn't get done.
And man, we appreciate all y'all that are here with us tonight, yeah, celebrating this here. And we are going to talk about some elk. We're going to celebrate a little bit. In fact, here's what I'll do. I'm sorry.
So I just got a text and it says, hey, I want to help with the giveaway. I'll buy a pack and a bino fly to add to the giveaway. So that's, Silvano, is watching. So draw another number for
you.
A pack and a bino harness, Optus harness fly.
So this Western is going to be a pack cover.
A pack cover. Yep.
Pack fly and an Optus harness fly.
All right. Let me see if I have that random number generator up here. Okay. 1 to 55. Here we go. Yeah,
we and got it.
25?
25.
And that 25 is going to get what?
Optics harness fly. So you'll get a Western fly. Cover. Do I have any around me?
Okay.
Western right. Fly covers, Optics harness fly, and you'll get a pack cover. So
right,
you can cover that pack from, you know, about 1,800 cubic inches to up to about 7,000 cubic inches.
So are those two separate winners there, or are they going together?
No, it's going together. I'm going to just send it in one place.
So that was number 25 that got
25.
That. Congratulations. And we'll be reading those people out, whoever that is, here in a minute. Okay?
That's awesome. Thanks again, Silk.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's, I want, you know, you guys talked about being unleashed, and maybe I can show this and share this a little bit. Let's see.
Oh yeah.
We have had times on this journey when there's been a few muffs. All right.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's coming. I've been waiting for this.
Well, guys, y'all know what time it is. It's time for the Elk Bros shout outs. And if you're new to our show, we usually do shout outs to a few cities. I want to start that over.
Shitty cities?
Man, boy, I knew I was going to do it one day.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
We're going to get you some sunny beaches in your stuff, Louis.
JoJo, I thought that the smoked up was coming, man. No. I got all excited to finally see that all on a live with Bonanno just
going.
Dude, that was, I'm telling you what, I have that video on my phone and I watch it monthly, dude, because it is one of the coolest shots, him walking down there and him just yelling out, and Joe's like, dude, we're trying to shoot a show.
Come on. Hey, so pull the zoom up on your phone, Gil. We'll give you the share and let's share this SOB finally, man. Come on.
Luis could probably find it faster than I can.
So let's talk to some of the other brothers that have come in here and worked in here. And I'll tell you, I had seen, as I was going on the internet, I saw this call. And when I saw the call, it had these notches put in it. And if you've been on our academy, you've seen where I've told people how if you're not getting a good seal from your diaphragm call, that it's because the diaphragm is creating folds. It's just not fitting in your mouth. And here's what you can do. And when I looked on there and I see this call with notches. So I give this guy a call and he answers the phone. Hi, I'm, and it wasn't even like that. It was, What's this about? The boot. Something like that. What's
the boot?
Yeah. And I think he called me a hoser or something like that, you know, but, and it's so funny. We started off with a phone call that ended up being, I don't know how many hours was it, Travis, man, that we were on that phone.
Yeah. It was a good 2 hours easily.
Yeah. Yeah. And, from
he that, talks about me being able to talk, you know, I talk a little with an Indian, but he can too.
Well, it honestly, it just went so smooth and it was like, holy crap. Like we're on the same wavelength here and everything's just going like, I couldn't believe it. You know, it's like he's reading my mind or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really incredible how well that meshed together. And again, what an incredible human being Travis is and it ended up being a partnership and, you know, Elk Bros Grinder and the Sugar was born, the relationship that we've had with that he produces. And I think they're two of the best calls out there. It's been awesome from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Travis, what has, you know, now you've actually been doing some coaching with us. You do your own seminars there in Canada. We're getting ready to bring our crew up there to be with your crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does all this mean to you, man? How's this journey been with, you know, between us with you?
Oh, it's just awesome. Like starting from, like say, the very first phone call and then coming on doing some podcasts with you guys. And then, you know, the elk camps that you guys have done the last few years. Those guys, you know, we train them all summer long, just like you're doing right now. I'm still getting phone calls and video chats and stuff with all these cats. And they're just like, dude, we need to know more. And they're practicing their calls and they're doing this and they're doing that. And, you know, it's been awesome. It's something I never would have thought of or dreamed of, but it's super cool. I mean, just to be part of it and, you know, to be part of it with you guys. And now you guys are coming up to Alberta to chase some elk, like walk our trails, man.
Yeah.
We are getting so excited. It's incredible. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to sleep for the next couple of days.
I might not.
You might not.
for our viewers out there, they always hear us talking about elk and we've been coaching people in that and we talk about things like what happens when bulls come up. So we're going to, you know, take a look at, go back right now and we're going to actually take a look at something elky. We're going to share something from our past. It's some video that some of y'all may have never seen. And you guys, when you're seeing the video, is it jumpy or is it coming across pretty good?
It's good, man.
Okay.
Coming across okay, Joe.
All right. So let's share this. And this is a pretty famous piece right here within our group. Now we talk about stop and scan spots. You can see this bull coming up from a lower area and he's going to do just that. Stop and scan. He didn't see anything, so he wants to see if he can hear something. So he bugles. He didn't hear anything, so he's sniffing. He's using his sense of smell in that order. Look, hear, smell. This bull is now about 35 yards. He has come into a lost calf call. And Gilbert has a frontal at this bull at this time. We have an...
I'm getting chills.
Wow, yeah.
We have an 8-minute stare down with this bull.
8 minutes, guys.
8 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shorten this up so that you guys can see. And again, Gilbert is just being as patient as can be. Now, this bull is at a point right now where he has not gotten any response other than other bulls he's hearing behind him and to the side. So he at some point is going to get bored. He is not going to come in any further than that unless he sees, smells, or hears something that's an elk. At this point, what we're saying is that he's a dead bull. We're just waiting for him to turn, and we're going to stop him. Still a frontal We still have that frontal quartering too. We're not happy with that yet. We're being patient. I'm so proud of Gilbert at this point. Some people might have just, after this amount of time, just like, watch their cool, right? Mm. So.
I'm one of those.
Yep. Giving one last chance here. Now watch this bull. This bull runs and he stops because of all this crazy bugling going on. He's already coughing at that point because two holes right where we want to shoot it, and you can count it in the seconds. If we're doing the calls, that's confusing. He actually looks back.
Down.
In sight, babe. Boom. With maybe 30.
Wow. You know, the phenomenal thing about that, like Joe said, is waiting 8 minutes for that opportunity to be perfect so that bull falls in that limited amount of time, right? That hard quarter, man, I might take that shot.
I would have taken the frontal shot.
I would have taken that frontal, right? That quarter, that slight quartered frontal. I'm not going to even BS it, but man, that's perfect.
Well, he's 38 yards on the frontal, right? So a little bit far for me on the frontal. I mean, I make that shot every day in my backyard, right? But I know the bull's going to go one way or the other. So, and I got Joe on my six, right? So, and Chav right there, we knew he's 38 yards. And I'm like, if I just remain patient and when he goes, I can draw, right? If I draw with him looking right at me, he's going to blow up, right? And then I got another situation on my end. So he decides to turn and leave. Joe screams a bugle. I draw at the same time and he freezes. The 30 yard pin settles right where I like it. And he's dead in 13 seconds. Right. I mean, absolutely.
You can't beat that.
So cool. Yeah.
8 minutes. Wow. Eight minutes.
So pumped.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Literally 8 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes waiting for a bull to come around a piece of brush or something is an eternity. But then to have a lane on that animal and wait 8 minutes. That's stupendous, bro. There's no other word for that, right? I mean, that is the magic right there.
Did you have good cover, Big O?
Yeah.
Good cover behind a pine?
Sparse, you know, but I had a good backdrop because that hill was going up. I had a good backdrop, but what we really had was him bewildered that there weren't any other elk he was seeing, right? He could hear them, but he couldn't see them. And he was getting ready to go, all right, I've been duped. Because he called that bull, Joe Gillia, called that bull from at least a half a mile away.
Wow.
And that bull opened up. We were getting ready to leave. The bull opened up. I said, whoa, Joe, I hear him. He's coming. He said, really? I said, yeah, he's coming. He's getting closer. And he blows up again. And before you know it, he's in our lap. You know, it was an unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's what we talk about our, as a coach. It's what we talk about for our DIY hunters. You guys got to remain patient and you got to draw. You have to draw your bow to kill an elk, man. You know?
Yep. Now, before I should go to another elk video, because we're going to be doing a lot of this stuff, I really want to, talk about the next fellow that has come into our circle here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've said it and people have heard it before, but when we were going to start this and start the podcast, I'm the type of person that if you want to do things, you go find people that are doing it in a great way. And then you find a way to follow that formula and learn from it, make some changes, do some things that you want to do. And there was a podcast out there and this guy's voice, man, it was crazy. And they did something called Wapiti Wednesday with Michael Batiste at the time, that they were doing a lot of those. And just the style of the show, just the passion of the show, just how he connected with the listeners, it just really rung home. So the very first podcast I listened to that inspired me with a lot that we were doing was a podcast called Western Contours, y'all. And I thought it was it's pretty amazing that how this has gone over all this amount of time. I actually got the chance to give this guy a bear hug and shake his hand for the first time after we knew each other for, I don't know, God, for 2 years, probably.
A couple of years, yeah.
You know, and Armando was there with the Bohitch at the time. It was a really cool thing up there in Colorado. But, Mr. Guy Duplanche, has come into the fold of the Elk Bros coaches. And again, an incredible human being. And I, you know, what's so funny is, Guy, has really found something that he's so passionate about. He is an incredible teacher.
He is,
and
great
he's passionate coach. About it. He has just really done so many great things on our success squad with Absolutely. Other people. And Guy, it's been a heck of a journey, man. And for
yeah,
you,
my brother.
You know, it's,
can't
it's,
wait to share another elk camp with you, brother.
Yep, absolutely.
I know I'm so dang anxious, man. My, my angst is building. My wife is like, why are you so damn grumpy today? I'm like, I'm not grumpy.
look, I heard, you know, told me about Guy's podcast. I'm a junkie. We're doing them. I need to learn, right? I'm passionate as well. I went and listened to this cat. I'm like, dude, this straight wolf man, Jack, is on the line, right? I'm like, dude's got a butter voice. I mean, the dude is so talented. And listen, no bullshit on his show at all. It is real and as raw as it can get, and we absolutely dig it. I've been on his show. Love every minute doing the coaching stuff with him. He is a very good friend and a guy that will ride the river with you, believe me. And, you know, he come and rescued my ass last year and, you know, took care of me, got me nursed back to health. And, you know, I owe Guy a lot, and we learned a lot from Guy being in camp with him. And number one, just the sheer passion that he teaches with and the sheer passion that he runs after these critters.
Absolutely.
With,
man. And, now, we now love that. I will tell you this. Okay. Is that
here comes the asshole part?
Other than that, so there are two sides to the spectrum. There is the Guy Duplanche. If you take this on a spectrum of rule, there's the Guy Duplanche spectrum end on there, and there's the Joe Gilia, and it's like from 0 to 1,000 when it comes to gear,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's like, I have figured this out. When I go hunting, I don't have to bring anything. I'm gonna start doing the Manano
thing. Comes with me.
Yeah, we don't.
You can't do the Manano thing unless you have a Luis with you.
No, I'll go with Guy.
Yeah. Oh, got the problem is Joe won't even carry toilet paper.
Almost
he has his words. He rely on his socks.
carry anything. By the way, Joe, just bring an extra sleeping bag because I forgot mine at the RV, so I'll be sleeping with you or either.
Ain't happening, man. We're stopping at Costco to get you a bag or something, buddy. You ain't sleeping in my bed. Your fingers have to wander around, and I ain't talking about nowhere else, but you know what I'm talking about. Fifth finger? Hey. Hey, listen, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the legend, R.C. Knox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in our crew, our core crew from day one. 14 years I've been able to hunt with that guy. He took a little break, a little hiatus. We all lost some really close people to us that kind of knocked him down a little bit. But as soon as Elk Bros started up, he got back in the middle of it. Y'all got to understand, R.C. Knox is one of my best friends. He's a huge mentor of mine. It's been my honor to hunt with him and Chav. I mean, these guys molded me into the elk hunter that I am today. And, I couldn't have done anything that I've done with elk hunting without mentioning R.C. Knox, the legend himself, Carl Gamage, the late Carl Gamage. And then of course, you know, Joe and Chav. I mean, but for us not to mention R.C. Knox's name, the legend, would be wrong of us tonight. I mean, we love you, R.C. He's the number one silversmith in our group, builds, all, you know, incredible jewelry and takes care of all of us. He's kind of the the mother hen of all of us, man, because RC will, he will take care of you to the nth degree, man. And I absolutely love him, man. Hunting with him is freaking awesome, because when he gets fired up, you better be ready, because he knows, man, that guy's got like a sixth sense in his back that these elk are just coming, you know, and he knows when they're coming. So I always, I'm watching him all the time, because he's looking and listening, and man, he's just sharp to hunt with, man.
Hey, so, and RC makes one hell of a cowboy cobbler, but I didn't get to say thank you. You know, Joe just went into to talking shit on me real quick after accolades there, which is fine. I love it, brother. But no, I can't say enough about, you know, what's going on with the camp. And I mean, you talk about, you know, the different perspectives and everything. And it was funny this season, you know, we're in our coaching room and, KK is not on here, but, you know, KK gave me a little guff and I fired like a son of a bitch back on KK because he just had to learn the rules. And then, you know, we go back and forth between me, Gil, and Luis about these damn, broadheads. And I think some of our guys were like, oh man, we can't bring nothing up in this room, but that's one of the best, but that's one of the best dynamics about this entire group, right? Is that you're not just hearing one perspective. You're not just hearing one approach. Mm-hmm. Cole has his approach. Aragon, you know, Trav up there has his approach, and everybody's is multifaceted and looks at this differently. But then we all come back to the same thing at the end of the day, right? And that's one of the most bitching things about it, is it's honesty, it's brotherhood, it's love and passion for what we're doing. So I don't know, man, these folks that are on YouTube, if they really realize, and the folks that are listening really realize what they're exposed to with this group of men here. So I appreciate and am honored and humbled to be a part of not just the podcast, but the camps and the coaching, the guiding, you know, you name it, man, it's an honor to be here. And then my brother down there in the corner, at least my corner, Armando, he knows I love that bald head to death. So
not just that he's wearing the name, man, because it would just flare out everything here.
That's, hey, so you guys know where he's at right now, right?
Yeah.
You know where that son of a bitch is at right now.
Yeah, he's chasing ghosts.
So his daughter, no! His daughter went to high school.
He's on security.
This son of a gun went and got a security guard job at the high school.
Poor girl. Hey, protection.
Yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right.
That's right.
And I tell you, man, yeah, one thing that people, if they haven't realized about us, is that we do not promote anything that we don't believe in. And I brought this device into camp last year, and I said, you know, I got this thing, and from a buddy of mine, Armando, wants you guys to try it out. I've tried it out. I want you to do that. And the first thing, man, Luis is like, Joe, okay, I'll try it, but I'm telling you right now, I don't like things like that, right?
Hey, I was honestly, Luis, when Armando sent me one, I looked at it and I was like, man, I ain't putting this shit on my bow. And I looked at it and I'm like, dude, that was a nice dude. But you're just so worried about the bow build is so personal for some of us, right? It's like building an arrow for Luis. You know, that bow build is the same passion. And I was, Luigi, I was right there with you at first, brother. And I made a mistake for about 6 months by not putting that on my bow.
Well, in my case, you know, I like to tinker with my setup, right? You know, just like you do. And I had tried a few different, you know, systems to actually perform the same function, and none of them had worked properly. So
I'm like, I like the hitch,
you know? So when Joe comes up with that, and I'm like, man, I didn't have any faith on it, because it's just like, I've been through a few, and I they normally don't work. You know, some of them are clunky systems and stuff like that. So I don't know about it. And, I just went ahead and installed it and started using it, and immediately noticed the difference, and immediately noticed how good it worked. I remember we did a video that same day I put it on. Me and Manano, we had
that after 15 or 16 miles we put on.
Yes, that was one of the worst.
In college, it was maybe 4 miles. I don't know.
No.
It's kind of even past geometry. You don't know.
No.
4 miles ain't 4 miles.
One of the worst hikes I've ever had. Hunting elk. It was
mine too.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
He got muted somehow.
You got muted.
Yeah, that's one of the most demanding hikes, like physically and mentally. And if you know, in retrospective, if we wouldn't have had the bow hitch, and I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, there were occasions on our way back that we needed to have our two hands free coming down the mountains because we looked like Spider-Mans out there coming down walls. and deadfalls and blowdowns. And if it wasn't for the bow hitch, either our bows would have been damaged or we would have gotten hurt. So,
yeah.
I had mine the first year we went to Colorado, and I'm telling you, it was such a game changer. RC and I, and man, you know, there's some big country there, and we hiked that country all day. And I had never had a system like you, Luis. I'd had, you know, some other slings and stuff like that, but it was an absolute game changer, you know. And when I get behind a product because I use it and I believe in it, I tell everybody I can about it. And man, I don't miss a spot to, you know, to pump it up and say, hey, cause carrying your bow sucks. And that's the straight up truth, man. if you guys get in the Western mountains and you really want something to take the pressure off your bow arm all day, man, you gotta have a bow
and
hitch.
Preserve your string.
Yeah, everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Protect your arrows. Mm-hmm. The way I wear it on my hip, it keeps my arrows from coming off. I had one of our hunters hunting with us that had a different carry system. They ended up losing 3 arrows through the thick stuff because, you know, he's got it hitched to his back there somehow. And
he now has a bow hitch.
Yeah. It wasn't a bow hitch. But I'll tell you this about it. And then we'll move on from here. It's that. I've been a professional guide for over 25 years, and anytime one of my bow hunters would come out with a bow carry system, I would tell them to take it off, take it back, because we've lost too many opportunities on animals to be able to get it. Yeah, trying to get the system off of their bow so that they could do something because you get caught in a situation. And this is the first system that I recommend and that I use on my bow right back here. And I'm somebody that avoids every failure point as much as possible.
Yes. Or anything new that costs money.
Yeah, or it's fun.
Let's just keep it real.
I do not have a big budget, man. So, I mean, you know, when they talk about these things, when we talk about arrows, and look, all you guys that are listening, and this is our camp. You're in with us, man. We're all around the campfire right now. Yeah. You've got all of us, and you're joining us right now. And I would just tell you is I've heard people say that too many people are trying to get an advantage strictly by purchasing gear and items and shortcuts and things like that. And when it's really about putting the work in, and it's about getting the knowledge, and it's about getting behind the equipment you have. You know, when we had that back and forth as coaches about arrows and broadheads, look, y'all, 35 elk in 36 years with double X75s, and wasp broadheads on the top of it, shooting fingers on a, you know, with a compound bow, no sights. So it's all about you putting in the work, getting behind the equipment, knowing your equipment, knowing those trajectories, practicing by putting yourself in situational type shooting, not just being a hero in your backyard.
Investing in yourself.
Yeah. You've got to get on the knee. You got to get on one leg. You got to come from behind something. You got to shoot through things. You've got to do things like, you know, stop with, you know, make a call with that call in your mouth and then take the shot.
Wait,
you know,
8 minutes.
Anything that you're going to do. Wait, yeah.
Seriously, man. I never thought I was going to have to do that. Right. But we were ready for the situation. New, because of these guys, we invested the time, the effort, you know, and knew what we were going to do. When I knew the bull had to leave, he's going to turn. Yeah. Right. So
yeah.
Again, it was because we prepared really well. And listen, man, that was a brutal place. I killed that bull. It was brutal getting there and it was brutal packing him out. And them two boys down there at the bottom had already killed a bull, which I think can segue right into something. They had already killed a bull the day before and we're doing all the butchering and stuff like that. And we get back to camp that evening and, you know, I kind of walk in with a sad face and they're like, "What's up, bro? Did you kill anything?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, we got to go get another bull." Oh, no, Nick. We are so tired, man.
Hey, Beto, we train a lot and we claim to be prepared for that kind of moment, but when the time comes and to wait 8 minutes to take a shot, I truly respect that, yeah. Honestly, because that is what, you know, the true hunters, you know, get a part of the not ethical, you know, hunters. Because I think I would have taken the front of the shot, honestly.
Look, I get to hunt with guys like Manano and Luis on my six all the time. The immense pressure of being able to finish and perform are immense because these guys will wear you out if you don't. Like, I mean, wear you out, right? So at the end of the day, all of that goes into wanting to please these guys. They put the work in with me. They're behind me, right? The same thing with Joe. They put the work in with Joe every day. So, I mean, that's why we want to do so well, right? And that's why we work so hard at this.
Yeah. So out of this group here, when I think about that, you know, I've never had the chance to hunt with Armando. That's going to change. Yeah. He's just too close like that. I've never had the chance to hunt with Eric yet. Cole, one of the greatest few days, man, was hunting with Cole and hunting with Rob Canales there. That was just incredible. And we had such a great time and it was Cole and I were just natural together, you know, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm getting ready to change that and hunting with Travis up there. So that's, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But in that note, when I first met, one of the Venezuelan mafia, the first time he came in camp, you know, we actually had to drive in. I had to lead them into where our camp was and it was probably only 7 miles, but it probably took us like 4.5 hours. I mean, we're talking.
It was some of the worst road, 7 miles you've ever seen in your life.
There was a video.
But, what was so funny is we would go a little bit and we'd come around and there'd be like a bush and I'd stop and he'd get out and he'd go, Joe. And we had just met. It was the coolest thing. And he's like, "Bro, I have a machete. You want me to get my machete and clear this out?" And I'm like, "No, it's okay, dude. We're good, you know?"
You went apey with it.
I was trying to take care of my wife's Nissan Armada with city tires,
which he trashed.
So we would go another mile or so and we'd have to stop because of some mud puddles and everything like that. And there'd be a bush and he'd come up to me and go, Joe, man, I can get my machete and take care of that.
Yo, this is a great opportunity to go unleash. Please allow me to do that.
I think we were about 2 miles from camp and there was a point where he gets out of his vehicle and I thought literally that these guys, because they had Tucker with them, I thought these guys were going to come and go, look, man, we done beat our vehicles up. We're not to camp after 4 hours. You know, we're out. I thought they, Luis comes up to me and he goes, bro, he goes, if I don't see an elk, if I don't kill an elk, this has still been the best experience of my life. Just driving in.
Just driving in.
And I, you know, at that point, I went over to Gil and I said, look, man, I said, this guy right here, I can do this, man, because if he's this happy at this point, he ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah.
It's an epic trip too, man.
But the only problem that we had, oh, and then we were just a little ways away, and just to make him feel better, I got out and we stopped in an area and I said, Luis, machete.
The machete was sharp.
Yeah.
But
I was able to pull Beto's 250s with my wife's Nissan Armada out of the puddle.
Yeah.
That wasn't a puddle, bro. It was a lake.
That's not a good representation buddy.
With his two-wheel drive, he pulls me out and then gets stuck in the same puddle.
And I knew that too because I pulled him out and I made fun out of him. And I'm just happy jumping, just making fun of him. And sure enough, the next one over, I get sunk in. And I said,
you want to stay right here? You want to stay here, bro?
What do you think about karma now?
But there was only one problem with Luis was that no matter where we were, he was always on his phone talking to this. I mean, he was saying sweet things. He's like, you should be here.
If you lie, we go on leash.
He's talking in Spanish, you know, like I don't understand it. Yeah. He's talking to Manano, right? It's like,
no. Not even in Christmas.
Beautiful.
I thought he's talking to his wife. No, man. He's talking to Manano the whole
time. No, not even in Christmas.
Someone asked what the difference is.
So he comes to me and he says, Joe, I got this buddy of mine and I think you would really like him and stuff. And
who's an attorney? And we're like, no, he can't come.
No, I said, like, and he's like, well, bro, he really cooks good. And we're like, oh, he could come.
He could come.
What's the difference?
They were
eating, hot dogs for 8 days, bro, in a row.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, go to a shoot. Butter. Go to a shoot and go over to the booth with Joe and Chap. And on the menu is plastic wrap cheese, Miracle Whip, 55-cent white bread, and Oscar Mayer bologna.
Definitely.
Joe's like, this is... What is that Michelin star rated right here, buddy?
Yeah.
So that first hunt that Luis was with us on, we took a group photo, and I'll share the group photo with everybody here. It was kind of a little bit of a classic here. So here's that photo.
Giant bull.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's Steve Tucker, the mad Canadian on the right. There's yours truly, Luis Gonzalez and Leroy Chavez on my shoulder.
That's awesome.
Hey, look at the mass of my neck, too.
I was going to say, Luis has spelt it up, if you will. He got lean and mean, man.
He lost his eye. So it is what it is.
I want the mafia to talk, man, about what this journey's been like for you guys.
Well, it's been an amazing experience, Joe. When we started this conversation around that little pond, it's an undisclosed place. I cannot say what it was, but we were talking about the knowledge that the amount of knowledge Joe had, and I think Luis mentioned it before to Joe that you have to, you know, give that all that amount of knowledge to the people, to the, you know, new generation. And Joe was like, you know, Manano, I'm not, you know, I don't like social media. I don't like Instagram. And 1 year later, after that conversation, he was all over the place. He was on Instagram. He was on YouTube. He downloaded every single app. And man, it's been an amazing journey for me. And, I have learned a lot of things. And the most important thing I have learned is, you know, the brotherhood. I had this in my country, in Venezuela, in my group of hunters. So, one of the most difficult, conversation when we decided to come to the United States was, so I have to, you know, quit my hunter group in Venezuela. So after we got this experience, we got this, you know, hunting trip, I went back, you know, to the woods. I felt I was alive again. So thank you for that, Joe. And I got to thank Luis as well, unfortunately, because he was the one, you know, that brought me to the group. And, I'm truly grateful for that.
Yeah.
Well, you blessed us immensely, brother. Not only with your food, but with your philosophy.
You know, unfortunately, the technology is not there to where we can actually speed up Manano's speech to a normal speed.
It is actually.
Well, we make a real deal.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking live.
Oh, okay.
With Manano.
Yeah, live.
Hey, on the YouTube, Michael over at the Hunting Story said he wants to hunt with Manano, but he wants to hunt Capybara.
Yeah. That's, we call it Chihuire.
Chihuire.
It's the biggest rodent in the world.
Biggest rat.
Yeah. Biggest rat.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yep.
And it tastes good.
Does it taste good?
Yes. That's a lie.
No, I like it. I liked it. The Chihuire Pisillo is excellent.
There's only one, you know, one way to make a good recipe out of it. Yeah, the Pisillo.
I can tell you this. If it can taste good, Manano know how to cook it. I can tell you that.
Look, going back to my journey with.
Oh, were we talking
the,
about? Oh, yeah. Okay, go.
My journey with the Elk Bros. All the words I can think of, you know, are going to sound cliche because you're going to hear, the whole thing of blessed, unbelievable, majestic, incredible, saved my life and blah, 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 and all that stuff. It's part of it. There's just no other way to describe it. But, you know, I had known Gilbert for a long time. In the oil field, and our paths, crossed a few times, through work. And then, you know, Gilbert and I had crossed paths a few times. I had done some hunting in Venezuela and I always loved it. Here in the U.S., you know, I didn't really dive into it because I didn't have, I couldn't get a weapon initially as I was not a citizen. So eventually I was able to get a gun and start shooting clays and all that stuff. And then I had gone to a couple of hunts.
We saved him.
Manano, would you please let me talk?
No. This is really important. Beto, you saved him.
He was
a sporting clay shooter.
I kind of did, but I digressed to my brother.
Yes.
Oh man.
So, you know, I had an opportunity to go and actually, you know, Gilbert said, "Hey man, I got this opportunity. We're going to go elk hunting. And, you know, it's a rifle hunt. It's going to be in New Mexico." And there was just, I had never been to anything like that in my life. Right. And so, we went to that hunt and we had an incredible time. You know, our relationship went from a client, client service provider to
brotherhood,
an incredible friendship. And, from then the opportunity came to hunt with Joe. And then he said, hey, this is a special hunt. It's going to be a bow hunt, with Joe. And he told me the whole story about Carl Gamage and how he met Joe and Chav. And so this was again another opportunity to go hunt together with bow and arrow. And, it was kind of my first bow and arrow experience when at the same time I actually met Manano, parallel to that. As Manano, was, the only smart thing he's ever done is actually married into my family. And, so he married my cousin, and, my cousin introduced us. And, so Manano was also starting to bow hunt, here in
Washington. I have 3 years, hunting with my bow. So
yeah. And never harvested anything until you met me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go back.
Yeah.
So everybody here, like when we have them in camp, it's like Mutt and Jeff, man. I mean, I've had them on, you know, with me that they're arguing on which way the daggum tree is blowing. No, it's first going this way. No, bro, it's going that way. You know, it's like just back and forth. And you don't realize sometimes how much they care about each
other. They love one another.
And
don't get it twisted, boys.
But
they'll sock you in the mouth. You talk shit about one another.
Yeah.
Let me show you something here. I'm going to segue over because we're going to get to some elk here and I want everybody to see this. This is another great thing, man. Because this is actually a scenario where I'm going to share this right now that we've come into an area. We have a fence line where we're not able, there's private property on the other side, but there's a party going on over there. So I actually, one of these things that we have here is a situation where if I'm solo, I couldn't do it unless I'm really pulling them way off. But I have Luis sitting down on the edge. Manano's actually filming. He didn't turn on record as far as the sound.
Okay, no, I have to brag on this because this is the only one that I got right. Yeah. That's my video.
I'm up on top of the ridge and I've actually been putting on a scenario sounding like a herd moving away from these elk, not to them, moving away from them. That's something that a lot of people don't do a lot of times. They don't move away. So, this is the sequence of what we're seeing out in here. I've been up on the ridge calling. It's hard for you to hear it because, Manano didn't have the audio turned on correctly, but it's okay.
This is amazing, guys. The footage here, and then got to go to the end because the ending is epic.
So if you can barely hear me up there, I'm that far up on the ridge.
Yeah.
You sound good, yeah.
Lost cow. It was a lost cow when, yeah.
Now, prior to this and years prior, Luis would not move. He wasn't type of, he would just stay frozen. And he does something here that just makes me so proud of him. Now I'm doing that lost cow calf call up on top as I'm coming back, and it starts bringing the cows and calves to me. And I saw the bull that was with them, so I figured I'll just pull the cows and the calves and that'll bring the bull. So that's what's happening here. I'm actually working them.
Look how attentive they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bull's like, I'm in on this. So the bull's following right where the cow has already gone. Luis gets a full draw. But he has the tree in his way. And this is where I was so proud of him. He leans out. And this is what I'm talking about, practicing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the...
Okay, that's...
Now look at the recording there.
Stopped him.
And yeah. Down. Bull is down.
Down. Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch this, dude.
Oh my goodness. I'm sweating, bro.
It gets no better than that. Let me tell you. Look at this.
Yeah.
It's just so
good. That's awesome.
It's everything that's right with Elk Hunt.
Hey, can, JoJo, can I jump in real quick? Because I, yeah, you know, me and Luigi, we recorded the other night, and then our power went out, man, and I lost everything.
Oh,
and
no,
Gil was on.
Such a good podcast, bro.
And yeah, Gil was on with
how
us.
Professional
and,
you were.
And unleashed. But one of the things that, you know, I kind of intro Luis on, and I don't want it to go missed, because the loss of that recording. But man, this dude is the quintessential student of the game, and he's so analytic, right? And he doesn't leave anything to chance. Now, you put something in front of that dude and he starts to analyze it. And what can I pick out of that to make myself a better hunter? And then he wants to share that with everybody, right? And, you know, and I'm not sure exactly what I said because I wing the hell out of it on Western Contours. And man, I don't know. And Luis and I have never shared camp. We ain't never shook hands. None of that, right? But I don't know that I've ever met a better man in terms of being honest about where he is in his game, about where he's learned it, what he's gained his knowledge from, and then breaking that down to make it his own. There's a lot of folks, and I'm just going to say it in this industry, that will take information and make it their own, and it ain't their own. Everything you give from that man is his information through and through, from testing, from analyzing, from breaking it down, from buying it, to beating it up, to building it again. That is a solid unleashed beep, 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 beep. Sitting in the middle of my screen right there, and I can't wait to get in goddamn camp with him this year. I mean,
man, guy.
I don't know that people understand when they get arrows from him. What the fuck they're getting next level. Period. I'm giving guys in the chat guff, and I told them if they don't get two holes with those heavy arrows, at least they'll weigh the bull down and get a second shot. I tell you what. If it's coming from Luis, it's as good as a frickin' uncut diamond. Period, point blank. That is a solid son of a bitch. One of the most honest, humble men I've ever had the opportunity to share the mic with.
He just
I love you,
bro. Right. Most of that statement is true. But when you see that guy, you know, in person, and you see the amount of BS that he's carrying on his shoulder, you will have a second opinion
on him. Well, I mean, if that comes out, Manano, then, you know, the request to have the actual leader decided on the 200th episode, we'll get to camp and then maybe we'll go from there. No, Luis, I appreciate your contribution to the bros, having the conversations that you and I have shared. Manano, I've asked Manano to get on, but he always avoids me. So, you know, F Manano, you're the true leader. I love you, my brother.
Love you too, man. Thank you so much.
That's my personality. I'm uncoachable. And I have to thank you, Travis. You are, you know, he's coaching you. Actually,
He's coachable.
Yeah, he's coaching me.
Yeah.
So I'll be calling out for you all. Kind of.
Builders away.
Don't fall in the trap, Travis. We all thought that too.
So let's do this. I just showed one side of the mafia. Let's show the other side because we talked about.
Are you gonna show when Luis dropped the pants when he was shooting?
No. No. So what I want to show is, he says he's uncoachable. When really the first year we had, a bunch of times I kept trying to tell him, you know, well, you got to get in, you got to move, you got to draw.
Don't worry about the noise.
You know, get in front of stuff. Don't get behind stuff. And man, the next time we get in the woods and we get in this situation, well, let me show you this. This is, Manano, and it's going to be hard to see him. I hope that you're going to be able to see my mouse as I do this. But this is Manano right here. And Manano has, it would be a while to show this, but I want you to see that there's a bull right here. And this bull is almost on top of Manano at this point. And Manano is actually at full draw. He has drawn for the second time because his knock came off on the first time. he had struggled with it. So he gets the second time. And this is such a cool video. This bull comes in. And he's still holding,
The amount of patience he had.
Boom. And I mean, in the pocket. At what, 12 yards, Manano?
Yeah, it was, I think it was like, 10 or 12 yards.
Back it up, Joe, and show the shot again.
Yeah. So you'll be able to see the shot right.
Boom.
Let's see.
Don't get no better than that.
Right there.
Oh, yep.
Right there.
There it is.
Right there. You'll see it right here.
Boom. Yeah.
Behind the crease.
Yeah.
Mid body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of there. And just an incredible time with that right there. So
as put together as Luis is, Manano is quite the opposite, but Manano is an absolute killer, brother. Like when he's in the woods, something's going to die. He has this innate ability to hear. I mean, this cat can hear a rat piss on cotton for 1,000 yards, dude.
Gilbert,
so good in the woods. His woodmanship, he's wise beyond his years. You know, I'm 53 years old, quite a bit older than Manano, but this cat, every time I'm in the woods with him, he makes me better because I forget
that
this cat is so good, right? And he's there with you on your side. You know, when you talk to Guy, you talked about Luis being so dialed in to everything, right? He's not just that way with elk hunting. He's that way with his family, with his kids, with his friends. It's incredible what these two guys bring to the table every day.
Love you, brother.
Thank you, Beto. Mm-hmm. We love you, Beto. We love you. But I'll be sleeping with you anyway. Don't.
So. Ain't happening. Ain't happening.
I love you. Hey, Gil.
Ain't happening.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. So there's another blooper for this guy since he's talking so much. We have another one that we're always hearing happen there. So let's share this little blooper.
Some it can't show.
Yeah.
Down here in Texas, we like to close with this. You know, husbands, hug your wives. Wives, kiss your husbands. Hug your babies. Kiss your broadheads.
it's an age thing that is already affecting us all. The only one that is actually keeping us
down.
Don't kiss your broadheads, guys. You can get caught.
China.
Please do not I'll do it. This
I do y'all get a kick out of it. Y'all ready? Here we go.
You can kiss them. Hey, Gil, you can kiss them as long as they're not muzzies.
I know it, man. They'll cut you.
Hey, Joe, I don't want to – I know you get all nervous when we get you out of the script, but
– I'm not on the script tonight, bro.
Rocking it.
So – but I don't want this podcast to end without me getting some stuff out of my chest, you know, and it's just – you know, the feelings I have towards what Elk Bros means to me, right? And so again, the journey started way back then. And I soon realized what it meant and how important it was to me. You know, I couldn't harvest the first year, and I think that was the one upstairs telling me that and the mountain telling me that I had to work hard. And I had to become a better person, a better hunter, in order to deserve, the harvest of an elk. And,
tell everybody you went through some real struggles with that, bro.
I did.
Thinking about quitting bow hunting.
Yes. And just the conversations, the friendship, the brotherhood at camp kind of helped me get through that, right? And understand that I needed to improve in so many fronts in order to get where I wanted to. It didn't come easy. And I'll say that I was physically out of shape. I was mentally unbalanced. I didn't really understand my equipment. I mean, I just had so many things to work on, and elk hunting came to me at a moment in my life where, I was going through really strong challenges at a workplace and the family and recent moves and it was, there was a lot of noise in my life at the moment. And, the thought of elk hunting, the thought of being able to put my hands on the antlers of an elk, became such an incredible motive and drive for me to, you know, have a clear north, something to work towards too. I started working out, putting that as a priority in my life. I started involving my family, in my hunts with me. I started to try to understand the equipment and minimize my failures, realizing that I had so many out on the mountain. And then I realized too, the mountain is capable of letting you know, highlighting all of your flaws as a human being.
Amen.
And then I realized, you know, that I had a lot of work to do. And I feel like every year it was just slowly progressing towards that goal. And it took me 4 long years before I was able to harvest my first elk, which is the video you guys saw. And it was very emotional. And I felt at that moment that the mountain was actually telling me, hey, you know, you now deserve it.
Yeah, I cried. I never cried, but I cried that day. Only because
all of us did.
So the appreciation, the level of appreciation that I have for this group, for my brothers, I don't know how to explain it. You know, we all share similar backgrounds as far as, you know, our feelings, the way we were raised, or the challenges that we one way or another have been through. It can't get any more diverse than this team. You know, we got people right. From all ages, from all different backgrounds, different religions, different political inclinations,
smart ones, dumb ones,
different colors, different, you know, intelligence. And so we even allow Manano as part of the group. I mean, to me, the Elk Bros represents what this world could be. A brotherhood of where we can all be different beings, think differently, come from different backgrounds, and still present a united front.
Mm-hmm. And still respect.
To where we respect each other and we lift each other up and become better human beings together. So, when I tell you that the Elk Bros changed my life and saved my life, I'm selling it way short. So, I'm going to stop here because I'm getting way too emotional. But that's what the Elk Bros is for me. And I am beyond blessed to have become part of this group that I never expected to be a part of in my life. And I just wouldn't picture my life point forward without this group of guys or without having these guys to my in my side hunting with me. So
let's cheer this up by hearing these guys.
Armando Martinez, Team Bo Hitch, Elk Bros, Grinders. You guys are amazing, man. Keep doing what you do. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations on 200. I'll see you at 2000.
Hey, this is Clint Rasmussen from Hooper, Utah. Thank you for all you do, and see you on the next ridge.
What's up, bros? Jason Schultz from South Connecticut here. Coming to you from work, which is where I'll be grinding out my September this year. But congratulations on episode 200, guys. Man, you've come so far in 100 episodes. I can't wait to see what comes in the future. Keep grinding on, guys. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Elk Bros. Dan Draculich from Montrose, Colorado. Congrats on 200 episodes. Up here in the mountains at Elk Hollow, getting ready. You guys are the best. Keep up the great work.
Hey, everybody. This is Ed Morris, Louisville, Kentucky. Standing here in my bow shop here at home, sending our regards to our friends there at Elk Bros. Y'all have a good evening.
Hey, Elk Bros. This is Tony Gilbertson from Vernonia, Oregon. Just wanted to say congratulations on your 200th episode of the Blue Collar Elk Hunting Podcast.
What's up, Elk Bros? This is Ronnie Ray from Bradleyville, Missouri. Online, we have a population about 80, so in terms of percent, we're probably one of your top listening cities. A few of my in-laws and I are going to Colorado this September to try our hand at archery elk hunting with just a bunch of whitetail and turkey hunters, but we got the bug. So thanks for all the good content and keep putting it out. Thanks, guys.
I'm gonna take liberty now and shift this over because we've got the quiet one that never really does do any talking here. And,
he looks behind him.
Goes hunting partner, right? And he's entrusted him with me for a long time. Joe was doing what Joe does, which is guide and help teach the mafia and whoever else I brought into camp. So Joe and I didn't get to hunt very much a lot together, you know, in the later years. So Joe would say, I'm going with them. You going with my hunting partner, Chad, right? And I say, he's the best, right? I mean, I love this guy right here. Yeah. When you hunt with the Ninja brothers, he's got all of that knowledge plus, what Joe and him have done, right? And I would be remiss if we didn't talk about Chad and his journey that he's been on with us, right? And talk about emotional. I mean, it is unbelievable to watch where he's come from.
So I'm actually going to show you this. I'm going to show you where he's come from, y'all, because, you know, it's so easy to forget. I think sometimes Chad forgets.
Yeah.
You know, he was just out today with us. We were putting up tents, for elk camp and, I mean, he's hefting things up and stuff like that. I mean, and if you want to know, if you don't know the story, you know, and we're going to, me and Chad are going to talk here in a minute about this stuff, but, I think when we all get out there and we think about, you know, how tough it is, talk about the grind, and then we worry about, you know, this ache, this pain, or we make this excuse or that excuse, that all of us have stories and all of us legitimate, but anytime you get to those points or any low point in your life, understand that there's somebody out there that's got it tougher than you. And there's nobody that has done that any more than Leroy Chavez, because I've seen this guy and you're looking at him right now. And I want you to take a good look at him right now. And because this is in 2019, this is where our story went with this guy. And if you want to talk about a grinder, this is where the grind comes from. So I'm going to share this with you.
I'm feeling better, getting stronger every day. So hope to see you in the future. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. Oh, it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. I'm not the one.
was pretty surreal as a crazy chapter in my life. But two things. You know, I really think that being part of this group really saved my life, because if I wouldn't have gotten sick on that one hunting trip, I may never have been diagnosed. And, you know, sometimes a lot of people aren't diagnosed and they just don't make it. And I just want to say to, you know, all you hunters out there and my elk bros, you know, YOLO it, because you never know when your experiences in the outdoors will be taken away. And, you know, I remember laying down and saying, oh, I'll never be in the mountains again. You know, and that was a real possibility. But, you know, I've been working pretty hard. You know, I spend a lot of time in my little gym. And today I thought was, you know, working on the tents was big for me, because I don't think I've stood up that long, because a lot of my exercises are sitting down on a bike. So I was able to stand up, and I don't think I stood up for 5-6 hours straight. You know, I do a lot of walking with my wife, but never a long duration like that. So, you know, I thought it was a good point today as far as my workouts go. And I'm looking forward to going to a place where there aren't any rocks, according to Travis. So,
yeah. Nice, smooth game trails for Travis. Yeah. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. You know, I've been telling everybody that God gave me overtime. You know, I'm in an overtime period, you know, just like in sports. So I'm going to do what I can with what I have. But, you know, being part of this group has made it easy for me to stay motivated and keep working hard. And, of course, my family. You know, I really think if I wouldn't have gone on that elk hunting trip a couple of years ago in 2019, I wouldn't have been diagnosed, because nobody knew what was going on.
He was so sick.
Happened quick.
He was so sick, but he was still on my six when I killed that bull in that 8-minute standoff. He was so sick. He was not feeling good at all, but he still gutted it out for all of us. And, I'll be forever grateful. He's one of my cherished friends, one of my hunting partners, but dude, this guy is so tough, man. He just would not quit. Right. So I, you know, in that whole diatribe that you saw, I said, how big is your want? You know, how bad do you want to get back on the mountain? How bad do you really want to succeed? You know, I watched this guy fight for his life, you know, and we put him the next year in 2020, he went with a walker up there to an area where special to hear the bulls bugle. Right. And, I told him, one day you're going to be back on this mountain and you're going to elk hunt again, you know, and he did it. He actually did it. Last year he was, you know, so close so many times.
Cole was, you know, in 2021, went to Colorado. Exactly. That's the first time that he, you know, got out there, and you know, Cole was, another one of those angels, man, that, was out there and, busted his butt to get Chav in a blind. And I think Chav saw more elk than anybody.
Any of us.
Cole actually, I mean, we all did this and I mean, man, cleared a trail for 300 yards of anything that he'd have to step over just so he could get there. Yeah. And so, you know, all of us, and I look at all the bros that were here, you know, when he had cancer, he was at a point where, and as you guys can tell, he lost his ability to walk because he had tumors on his spine. So it impinged and he became basically, you know, paralyzed. And as his nerves, he still struggles. He still doesn't feel everything through his feet. But, as his nerves started to come back, he got septic twice while he was in rehab. So rehab kicked him out until he would finish his chemo, which was 6 months from then. And with his nerves coming back, we would have lost everything. So I basically called my brothers. I saw everything that they had in the gym there that they, the extras they were doing with them, let these guys know. And the money came in, the equipment came in. We made a gym over there at, he still uses the equipment at his house. Yeah. But we made a gym at Lene's house, and, you could see, you know, for months and months we were, I mean, from him just being able to, you could see where he was trying to pull a towel with a foot to where he just, if he could stand up for 1 second without holding anything. I mean, that, those parallel bars. And for when we think about the miles that we go to get to elk, I want you to know those parallel bars are 7 foot long. And that 7 foot was his 25 miles. and, you know, to have seen all of that, that he did and with the things that, you know, that he's still doing. And, yeah. And I'm probably
watching today.
I'm probably the toughest on him because I want him to never ever think he can't do anything. And I watch him every day and I'm like, bro, do you see this?
Oh my God.
Do you see that? You know,
and I was a wreck today on the mountain.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, guys. Mm-hmm. When you have a cancer patient, everybody talks to them about cancer.
Right.
Right. And when I would go visit him, we talked about Elk Bros.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the night that my granddaughter was born, he was in a wheelchair doing a podcast,
yeah.
You know, and, that gave him something. So there's something to tell you too, for those people that are struggling, give them other bright stars in their life, man. Be a part of that, you know, yeah. Let them live, give them a reason to live. I mean, it was Lobo basketball. Yeah. Bros for that dude. So,
yeah. Tell you what, you put,
there's not a whole lot to cheer about, Lobo.
You put Chav in front of a few 3D archery targets, and he's pulling more reps than somebody that's 20 years old. Man, we're in New Mexico at Western Hunt Fest. That dude would not. He was barely off the range, and if everybody was going the range, Chav was already there. And it was, I don't know, Chav, if you realize how inspirational you are to this entire group. And I wish the folks that are on YouTube and listening to this could be there to behold it, man. I mean, witnessing it ain't enough, brother. You're a huge inspiration. Last year in camp, Chav, you know, he's going to get his miles with his trekking pole. Sometimes it was two, sometimes it was one. He wouldn't give me my damn hammock chair back, but we got him one this year. I appreciate your example, man, and you are the true epitome of an Elk Bros grinder, brother.
Well said, guy. And Chav, I want you to know, when Joe talks about bright stars, through my journey when I was struggling with, making myself go work out, making myself go do the things I needed to do, to improve my life, you were my bright star, man.
Thanks.
You know, I kept telling myself, if Chav can do this, you know, I can certainly do.
If Chav can do it, what do we have to whine about?
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
When Joe started letting me hunt with Chav, it was really for Chav to coach me, right? It had nothing to do with me being helping Chav. I'm going to tell you straight up, right? It was for him to coach me and get some of that. And it was for me to go out on my own, learn how to call, because he knows how it's supposed to go, what you're supposed to say, what the elk are saying, right? So he helped me so much. One of the greatest joys in my elk hunting career was being able to call a bull in for him. And I mean, not no little bitty one, called two big bulls in for him. And I've called a lot of bulls in my life that are memorable, but no two more bulls are ever more memorable than when I called him in for Chav.
So
awesome.
So you guys, one thing I'm going to share with you that you may have never seen is, you know, you've seen our Elk Bros logo.
Yep.
And, that Elk Bros logo actually came from something that happened with us. It was actually after the mafia had talked to me, you guys had talked to me and me and Chav went out and we were out doing a hunt thing and we shot this and this is where you'll see where it came from. That's it right there. So
that's where the logo was born.
That's where it came from. Right there.
Hey, yeah. Hey, JoJo, where are you going? Where are you planning to go? Because I don't have the full script, but where are you planning to go right now?
As far as with
this episode, what's next?
So we got a couple things we got to do tonight. We've got to do our spin a winner wheel. I've got some grinders that I want to show. And other than that, it's just talking about our elk hunting journeys, problems that we've.
Okay. So I'm going to cut you off right there, boss.
Okay.
Gil, Luis, Mananu, everybody else, we're taking this shit's about to go unleashed, right? Because yes. There was some inspiration in Western Contours for Joe Gillia. And yes, there was some prodding from Luis and Gilbert. But there's been some dreams fulfilled. There's been a lot of stuff and a lot of accolades paid to everybody that's on this screen. But I would like to take this and take over. Gil, help me here. And take this bitch over a little bit and let's talk about Joe Gillia, right? Because this is the man that was given a little bit of a thought, right? And this is, and this has spawned this entire brotherhood, this realm of grinders, these people that just believe in it and not believe in it because it's about going out and calling in bulls, you know, and getting this elk knowledge. But the brotherhood and the belief that something can be bigger than us all, sharing that campfire. So from me to you, Joe Gillia, you know, I love you to death, man. I'll give an arm, a leg, a knee, whatever it is, man. I got your back from now to eternity. I cannot express my gratitude, my love for our friendship, for our brotherhood, for what you're doing here on the Elk Bros, how you've supported me. The opportunity you've put in front of me with the coaching, with the guiding, you are next level, one badass unleashed. I don't want everyone else to get these accolades and not take a minute for us to go round table and hit you in the gut with it. Yeah. Especially because you just about made me cry with that Chav montage there in front of all these folks, man. But I love you to death, man. Yeah. I love you to death, man. And I can't express my appreciation for what you've done and what you've continued to build here with Elk Bros, with Elk Bros Adventures, with Blue Collar Elk Hunting, bro. Love you to death, man.
Thank you, man. He's truly the vision, man. You know, we're just little spokes in this wheel, but he's kind of the guy that makes everything go. I mean, he just held up, you know, for you guys that are on YouTube, he just held up the, you know, something that's been, we've been working on for a long time. His baby, the soloist, our new Elk Bros bugle tube, something that makes us more successful every day in the woods. We've been using it for many, many years and we have our own, they're in the package. That, you know, ain't shameless plug or not. You know, y'all get on elkbros.com.
Get on there.
One, cause we got them in stock right now. They're the baddest bugle tube in the country. And look, I like a lot of different tubes, but I'm real partial to the one my brother here, just designed. And I guarantee you, I'll be blowing it all year. I have a bugle tube that he gave me on my first hunt that I hunted with him 14 years ago. And I've had it ever since. That bugle tube will now be retired and it will now the soloist will take its place. So I'm super excited about the stuff that we've got going on. But look, this has truly been a journey, guys. We started in one little elk camp in 2018 where we talked about it, and then this guy calls me for a podcast and goes, hey, you want to do a podcast? And I'm like, well, yeah, man, brother Joe Rogan does it. Let's get it on, right? So, I mean, they pay me to talk. Joe, heck, I love to talk. So we started doing that. And then, you know, we started putting some things together. And before you know it, this thing's getting off the rails and growing. And then I'm like, look, I don't want to do the oil field the rest of my life. You know, this realm is what I'm good at. This is something I want to keep moving forward with. It's my passion. I love it. So, I mean, who knows where this goes from here, but I can't wait to find out where the journey takes us. And, we've been so blessed to have such a great following, but it all is, it, you know, this is our leader. This is who we run after. There's no bones about it. This guy is the heart and soul of the Elk Bros. And at the end of the day, man, we look to him for vision. He gives it, lays the groundwork, go do it. So that's what we do, man.
Yeah.
We're good order takers. And this guy is one of the best visionary guys in the world. He's been doing this a long time. You know, we begged him when we first started elk hunting with him, you got to do something with that knowledge, man. You got to do something. And, you know, here it all spawned out of the academy. And now we got our calls and you know, with help from, Wapiti River and our brother Travis O'Shea, we got our own grinder series, you know, calls and stuff like that. So it's been phenomenal to watch the journey.
And there's more to come with us.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Don't, I'm not letting Joe, take over.
Epic stuff coming down the pike. I can't talk about it.
Aragon, Joe.
So
Aragon,
I like to say something. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. We got
you. Go ahead, Luigi. Yeah.
I was just going to say, man, you know, I want people to understand that in the journey as we talk, you know, my relationship with Joe started as a client. He turned into my coach and then the relationship progressed into, he became my friend. He became my close friend. And then, you know, he became my brother. Joe is a person that, I admire deeply. His drive, his dedication, his ability to turn a vision into a reality is equal to none. He cares about his brothers and, he'll, as Beto would say, he'll fight hell with a water pistol for all of us. Joe is, he's got a motto. He says, you know,
there's a will.
There's a will. There's a way. And he's led by example with the Elk Bros, because he has made the Elk Bros out of nothing. And here we are celebrating our 200th episode, with incredible experiences, an incredible brotherhood. And he has more than fulfilled a distant dream that we might have had at some point in the mountain. And he has been able to capture and document all of his knowledge and being able to share that so willingly with the humanity, because, it's unbelievable to think now that, that Joe's knowledge is out there for the world. And when I say the world, I'm talking the entire planet. The world. Mm-hmm. And
it's
so
everywhere.
It really is, Luis. And you're so right. You know, I just a few years ago, I saw this deal on Instagram called Hunt Wars, and I called Joe on the phone. I said, "Hey man, how about me and you teaming up and going knocking these guys out, bro? Like we can do it. You know, we'll go down there. We'll take these cats money like that, you know?" And he's like, "I haven't seen that, you know?" I'm like, "Well, check it out." So he goes and looks at it. Next thing we know, we got the Gila Ridge Runner down there hammering with these guys and the daggum Flatlander himself. They're all teaching his techniques, his coaching style, the whole nine yards, man. And we were going to do the show just together, right? And then it all spun up. He calls and talks to the guys, and it's a reality now, man. I mean, what, right? Seasons going on?
Yeah.
So be the third season coming up with the guys. And I mean,
I just hope that, you know, when I get to that advanced age, I'll be able to have that same, you know, drive and energy.
Yeah, right. I just want to say, I just want to say that, you know, Joe got this knowledge the hard way. You know, we hunted together for a long, long time, what, 30 some years. And in that time, I was able to kill close to 20 elk myself, but Joe always called them in for me. And for the longest time, I just followed. Didn't pay attention, you know, just followed right behind him. And he'd call him in. And in the early days, I mean, we traveled miles and miles and miles. We have one unit that's our favorite unit. I won't say what that unit is, but we knew every corner of that unit because we walked every corner of that unit. And, there's even a mountain most of you probably aren't familiar with unless you live in New Mexico called, Mount San Antonio. And it's just a big dome mountain in northern New Mexico. And you look at it, it's like, holy cow, look at that thing. You know, I wish I had a helicopter. I could go up there. No, we walked up there and walked down. And, you know, our learning curve started here and went up this way and just kept going up. So we're teaching everybody to flatten that curve. And I'll tell you what, it took a long time to understand the elk. But the thing with Joe is even when we didn't know exactly what the elk were thinking or what their talk really meant, Joe was a killer, like Manano. He'd kill an elk every year, no matter what. I know there were times when, like Manano and Luis would say, oh, we're going to head back to camp. And then you hear a distant bugle and it's like, oh no, did I just hear a bugle? Because we're going to go.
I'm pretty glad he can hear nothing.
Well, he could hear back in the day really good. And, we had a weekend of hunt most of the time, 3 or 4, day weekend. So, come Sunday afternoon, sometimes we'd pack the truck and start heading out and say, let me give one more bugle. And sure enough, something else. And I was like, oh, I haven't done my lesson plans or anything. So, he learned, like a lot of people, it took some time, but I truly feel that he knows the language. He knows how to get the job done. And he's a heck of a shooter. And I think most of the elk bros, as Travis, you'll find out, these guys can shoot the lights out. You know, mm-hmm. I'm probably the worst shot, but obviously shooting 20 and in,
Chad, we'll get him close, buddy.
That's how close Joe would get him for me, but he got his knowledge honestly. You know, he did the job. He put in the miles.
Yeah.
Who's next?
That's awesome. Well, I'll go, man. Joe, I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. I'm very particular about people I follow in the world, because I, I think there's, if I'm going to follow somebody, they have to kind of walk that walk. They have to have the same kind of mentality, different things like that. One thing I know about you, Joe, and I appreciate, and it's something John Maxwell, one of the, kind of motivational guy, talks a lot about leadership, but one of the things he always said is that, leadership is influence. At the end of the day, if you have influence and you're a good leader. But I can think of many times in my life, even when I had soldiers under me, when I was, doing my thing with the Army National Guard, there are many times I thought I was leading people, but when I turned around, there was nobody following me. I was doing the wrong thing. But I learned a lot about that, about what it takes to be a leader. And, you got to walk that walk and you've got to have, it's not, you've done the things that you're asking others to do, and you're truly that leader. And you can tell you're a leader because when you turn around, you're going to see all of us following you. So there's no doubt about that. But I appreciate your leadership, your vision. And, I like being the low guy in the totem pole. I'm here just to do the grunt work.
That's all, bro. You're not the
leader. I got all that. At the end of the day, we've talked about that. I don't have a show. It's not for me to promote. I just want to help your brand and help other hunters. You're just impart that, but I get that from you, and so I appreciate you, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I'll also make a prediction. Chav kills the biggest bull in Canada this year. He's coming on the record.
Amen.
On that one. There it is.
Yeah. And there's more people coming into this realm. We've got some great things going with coaches. Some great people coming in. I'm real excited. I saw Tom Diesling on here earlier trying to pull. Tom, Tony Gilbertson's going to be pulling in with us. Jermaine is going to be pulling in with us. We got some really incredible human beings. Cody the Kid was here today. You know, he's probably sleeping because he's been busting his hump, putting up camps and stuff. We have, I'm just surrounded by, we're truly blessed. We're just truly blessed with that. And I would be remiss too, because, we've lost some people.
Yeah.
You know, we've lost people that were followers of ours, last year. We lost an incredible human being in Elk Hunter and Shane Rasmussen.
Called us when he killed his bull.
Yeah. I mean, literally I was on the mountain when he killed his bull, and he's FaceTiming me, and, just an outstanding human being. A huge loss for us, a great gain for heaven as far as I'm concerned. And if you guys have listened, you know, when you hear our introduction to, our podcast, Blue Collar Elk Hunting, you hear that rough, raspy voice of somebody that was a co-coach with us, came out and cooked for free because we were trying to help athletes in our program raise money. And Bob Hederman succumbed just not too long back to cancer after fighting it for
years,
man. And if you don't, I know you guys have seen the boy, you know, you've heard the voice, you've never seen the face. And this is actually Bob with me on a hunt. Back in 2005, I had that year, actually, I had one more day to go. I had taken a bear and my elk, and I actually took a deer as well. And earlier that season, an antelope, all with the same arrow. And Bob was always, you know, one of those type to be there. He, the first time he ever came hunting with us, you know, I wanted to do the video on that. And, you know, I gave him a CD, you know, to watch on that. And he came and said, "Oh, it's easy, man. We just go to the edge of a park. I set up the camera, you call, and they come in and you kill it." That's pretty much how it works, Bob. Yeah. But, Bob Hederman,
rest in peace, Bob.
Yeah. The voice of the Elk Bros.
He is. The intro.
We'll see you one day, bud. Not too soon, but we will see you one day.
Hey, look at, and Joe had boots on in that picture. What?
Yeah, and he was probably, that's weird. Yeah. Joe was about 65 years old in that picture too.
He still has black hair.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts, so at the time.
Hey, Travis is chomping at the bit. Joe, you're not taking over, bro. We're not done. We got Cole, we got Armando, we got Travis. Yeah. Slow your roll, my brother. Go ahead, Mr. Travis.
One thing I know for sure with Joe is he's definitely a coach. He doesn't push you guys in any directions. He's never pushed me. Just, you know, he asks you. He doesn't force you to do anything. It's just whatever you want to do, the direction you want to go, he goes with it. And, he's amazing. I don't even have enough words, you know, I'm an emotional guy. So thanks, Joe.
Get emotional, bro. Get emotional. Come on, you big baby.
I am coming to Canada, and I'm calling in a bull for you, bro. So
we're coming in. We're coming, baby.
Yeah.
And
all right, Cole. All gas and no brakes. We're coming.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So 100%. Here's my story. Here's my story on how I became an Elk Bro. This is pretty funny. I started listening to the Elk Bros. I don't think y'all had been out too long. But anyways, I think y'all had just come out with the hats and stuff. And I told Joe, I was like, I'm going to buy one of those hats. And I've got a little YouTube channel. And I tell you what, whenever I kill my bull and my buddy kills his bull, I'll wear your freaking hat. And, you know, cause I loved the podcast. I was like, that's how I want to support the podcast for like that. And, so went out and slayed Kyle's bull in the snow. We rode out like 7 days, ended up harvesting Kyle's bull, awesome 6-point bull. And then I went back in solo and waxed my bull that very next day, ended up meeting a guy out on the mountain. That ended up filming the hunt for me. And, shout out to Bear, if you're listening from Louisiana. But anyways, yeah, whenever I got back, I was like, told you, bro, I was going to do it. and sending pictures, you know, with mine and Kyle's elk. And, and man, I think it was that next freaking summer, the next summer, Joe was like, hey, man, I'm, you know, all your stuff on YouTube and all this, you know, I like who you are. And, you know, he's like, I want to see if you want to be an Elk Bros coach. And I was like, what the heck is an Elk Bros coach, man? And, yeah, pretty much slung me right into the Hunt Wars thing. And, yeah, I mean, such a great dude, man. It really taught me to be a better person on the mountain. You know, I grew up a pretty poor kid and hunting public land. I didn't even know anything about it. And then once I learned about it, you know, I was pretty selfish about wanting the whole, you know, wanting every opportunity for myself and getting pissed off when guys screwed up my opportunities or what I thought was going to be. And, you know, Joe's really helped me come through that and realize that, you know, it's maybe take a bad situation and turn it into a good one, you know, and go down there and explain to these guys what maybe they might have done wrong, or even just go down there and have a good conversation, you know, rather than get pissed off and go scream at somebody because they ran off five bulls. But yeah, thank you, Joe. And yeah, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. And like I said, I'm always there for you, man. Anything you need.
You know, Cole, like I told you, and I don't blow smoke up people's rear ends. And, you know, when I met Cole, we had a lot of conversations. That's the thing about, you know, camaraderie. I think a lot of us get to find out a lot about each other in depth, you know, there were some things that Cole told me, you know, that, how he felt about certain things in his life. And all I could tell this dude is like, this is one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. One of the hardest working people I know I've ever met in my life. He's, all gas, no brakes. He's full of passion, but, this man can accomplish anything that he puts his mind to. And I truly, truly believe that. That's why, you know, I'm not sure where our future is going to go with everything there. He's smart enough that he don't need what I'm given. Man, I think there's going to be a place for that, you know, as we keep going, because dude, my hat's off to you, and I wish you nothing but the best, man, always. So, thank you, bro.
All right.
Yeah, man. Thanks,
Armando. Y'all. Armando, you're driving, man. Unmute and kick at it.
Cool. I got you. Well, I think to follow that up, Joe, like what I think of is basically for your entire crew. You know, you have some new hunters. You have some experienced hunters. You have people from every walk of life, which is basically the entire grinding community. You kind of, you know, throughout the country and worldwide now, I've been, you know, all people listening in Africa, Canada, South America, Europe, you know, like literally the grinders that are everywhere make up, you know, it's a perfect melting pot that come in to listen to you. And what you offer to each one of the coaches, to each one of the brothers that are on there that you offer to me is, which is very special, is belief. Like you believe in every single person and you encourage them. And it's just like the conversation you just had, and you're hyping them up, and it's not hype. It's because you see something in people and you believe it and you voice that opinion. And I think that's amazing. It's your coaching, it's your teaching background, it's you just have the package, and I think we're all honored to be a part of it. So thank you.
Definitely.
Mondo, you
yeah.
And man, I'm saying wait till you come into the fold, bro. That's all I'm saying, man. So
amen, hallelujah.
And we're already there, man. It's just a time thing.
Yeah. I know. I'm coming. I promise, fellas, I'm coming. It's coming. I promise you. And I can't wait, cause we ain't going to ever be leased again.
All right. Last but not least by any stretch of the imagination, Manano Unleashed.
I
have Father Carmine still to come on over here.
He's so good with Toronto
I gotta tell this, you know, my father-in-law, he's a visionary guy. He's always trying to create a business out of nothing, and he got ideas, and he's a dreamer. And he always listened to the podcast, and he was like, Manolo, why don't you create some sort of a teaching class or something like that, like a university? And I said, you know what? Joe Gilley already created. He created an amazing tool. It's called the Academy, where you can, like an entry level, no experience hunter can go, and it's step by step. It's broken in several, chapters that every single one can go there and start, you know, learning how to hunt. So, I think Joe, he's a true coach. If you are lucky to be, you know, he won't spend time with people that he doesn't like. That's Joe. But if you are,
he don't do assholes.
No, he don't do assholes. You said it right, Beto. But if you are in that inner circle, he will start coaching you right out of that, right there. I mean, he will be coaching you, and you, he got the means to do it. He did it with me. Yeah. I said, you know, I've been hunting since I was like, you know, 4 years old. And he started coaching me, and I'm uncoachable. And he coached me, honestly. He said, hey, Manano, get in front of the woods. Get out of that tree, man. And then, down there in Venezuela, we go behind a tree. No, Manano, in front of the tree. Man, it's small things like that. I don't have the enough vocabulary and means to express myself how I admire Joe and how he put all this together. Because we all be pushing a little bit on that day, that conversation, and he created all of this. A guy that didn't know Instagram and YouTube and
Facebook, none of it.
Man, he still don't know Facebook because I keep asking him about it.
It's amazing, yo.
He don't know that Facebook owns Instagram.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
That's right. He was like, what's up? Yeah, what's up, Joe? That's enough.
Super handy. Super handy.
Yeah. I hate that damn WhatsApp.
So you know what we should do, man? We should do a spin the winner wheel.
I'm in.
Hey, hold on. Dude, why do you keep trying to take over when it's coming your way? It's okay for you to cut us all off.
Yeah. You got no control.
All I want to say is Manana was done. Gil, can you hit us with the world famous acronym? And finish this Joe Gilley portion of this up, because it wouldn't be complete.
Yeah, WWJGD.
That's it, baby.
Yeah. WWJGD is in the house. And when he speaks, he's like, E.F. Hutton, you better listen. I'm showing my age there. But at the end of the day, man, this guy's meant the world to us. He is the HBIC We follow. He leads. I can't wait to see what's coming. And, I know he's choked up and he's had a blast tonight with all you guys. He wants to give away some things. I love this guy. Like, crops need rain. So if y'all don't know, you better ask somebody. So
right. We're love you, JoJo.
Right here and give some stuff away.
Yep. So, people don't know what this is for yet, right here. But I'm real proud of the soloist grunt tube. So this is going to be a soloist grunt tube, and it's going to come with, an Elk Rose grinder. It's going to come with an Elk Rose sugar. It's going to come with a Wapiti River call as well. One of Travis's dynamite calls. And, yeah, I know that they're only seeing the spinner right now, here we go. I just want, these were all people that sent this in. Tate Regular. I bet Tate ain't regular at all, right? I'm just telling you.
Hey, Chris, Joe, where does this people come from? How does this list come to be?
So anybody that goes on to Apple Podcasts, and I actually found some, I think on Podbean, I think I actually found some. If they go there and leave a review and have their name and where they're from, if they got to have their name and where they're from on Apple Podcasts, or if they go and leave that same information, on our reviews, responses to our YouTube channel as well. So I go through it. I grab all those people that do that. And this is the list, man, of people that have done that. So, and I just can't thank people enough for taking that time.
Yeah, right? There's a pile of them on there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there is.
And a whole bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to give a shout out
to him on there. No.
Yeah. We got Jason Trout, Randy Yan. We got Tom Roth, Dan Ray, Aubrey Strickland. She's on every week. Richard Williamson, Bill Steiger, who's also always on. Rich O'Neill. We just did a answered a question to Richard over there. Eric Reed. We got Nicholas Arthur, Garnett Grinnell, Wendell Rinslesbacher. I think I nailed that one. Charlie Newberry, our brother in Henrietta, Jacob DeMoss, Mitchell Muser, Scott Schwab. Man, Scott, you're awesome, man. Eli Marquez, Nick Gregg. I'm going to make everybody Hispanic here in a second. Bob Allen, Kevin Kretzer, Casey Gamble. Casey is another one of our Elk Bros coaches. Ty Brooks from Powhatan, Virginia. Josh Cochran. Josh, man, appreciate the questions you send in. Shane Greer, Jake Rocco, TJ Welch, Dallin Staker. Now, Dallin, let me tell you what is a callin' booger. This guy is a beast in the mountains, is on Hunt Wars. I'm really looking forward to seeing what these teams do. John Waldron out of Rollins, who was on Hunt Wars. Absolutely. And then Jason Schultz, the man. Jason is still with us tonight. Jason's like, I don't need to sleep. Who needs sleep, man?
Yeah.
Shout out to Dallin. Don't go anywhere, Jason. Don't go anywhere.
Shout out to Dallin representing that Northwest Colorado slope stuff. And then Hoodneck Outdoors, the guy's from Grand Junction. He's only a few miles from me, so shout out Hoodneck. He's on YouTube.
How about Tate Regular out of Bonneville, Alberta?
Yep. And yes, sir. And I don't know if I said Nicholas Arthur out of Wagoner, Oklahoma. Nicholas is in there as well. So here we go, guys. So Eric, man, send me your information. I need to get your shipping information, your name, your email. We'll get you hooked up, man, and we're going to send you one of Elk Rose Soloists, and you're going to close the deal, and you're going to make it happen with it, man. And I don't know if you guys truly understand. And look, it's a product, yes, but this is a passion. This is something that I created because we were using, and hats off to Mr. Wayne Carlton, whose gave you the Mega Tube for years and years, because I truly believe that my secret to success has been throwing calls behind me and making out think that I'm further back than what I am. And the problem was, is they actually, that if you understood how everything went, actually sold that to another company who started to take it out of production. So I was like, there's going to be no more of that. So how am I going to ensure all these people I'm trying to teach are able to do things the way I do it, is I took the idea of the flexible tube and I took old school and I added new school with it by putting I put a throated neck on it that comes to the inside, that it creates the back pressure. Travis O'Shea gave me the hint for the, silicone mouthpiece, which I absolutely love on here. I love the way.
Yes, brother.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it has our Elk Bros cam on it and we has a reverb, sound chamber on the end. So we get real good sound out of that. And let me tell you, and like I tell people, man, this, I didn't design this to go win a competition. Cole took it to a competition. Cole ain't back down from nobody, man. You know?
He damn right I took it.
Yeah.
Corey Jacobson went out after I did. I'm just going to say that.
Love Corey, if you're listening. So.
Yeah.
Rocky. I'm worried about it. I was carrying this thing and Rocky was like, what's that?
And it's meant to kill elk. And I'm very, very proud of this. So it's been.
Cole, go ahead and say what you said.
Oh, Rocky, whenever I was going up to the stage, he was like, what the hell is that? And I was like, oh, this is a secret weapon right here.
No, no, you better ask somebody.
That's right.
And this guy.
It was really cool. It was really cool. I'm just going to throw this out there because I took it with me to Oregon whenever I did the elk hunting course up there. And I was able to try out like five different bats that the guys had. And I actually went out into the woods and blew calls back to them. And this was the winner, Joe. This was the winner.
No way.
Out of the bats that we use.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And because it's crazy the way it works is as a caller, when you're blowing it, you're not hearing it as much as if you were in front of it. Yeah. Whereas like these big bats, you can really hear that resonation or whatever. Whereas yours just, it really pushes it out. I was actually shocked because I had Joel do the same thing and call back to me. And, I was like, yeah, this is money.
Yep. Appreciate that, Cole. That means a lot because this guy's a really good elk caller, man, and having him blowing our tubes, awesome, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah. So there we have it. We've got our winner for tonight. I got a couple more grinders I wanted to show you before we get out of here. And,
hey, Joe, how about the bow hitches?
Yeah. You haven't done the bow hitch.
We did.
The names.
Oh, we got to give the names. Well, yeah. Okay. So you attach the names to the numbers, Luis. So will you take that for me?
Absolutely. So number four, Mr. Daniel Desposito from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Number seven was Drew Rhodes from Upland, California.
So Drew's a buddy of mine. He said if he won the bow hitch to find a veteran or a first responder to pass that hitch on because he's already got a hitch on his bow. So we need to get that to a veteran first responder. If we have any on that need a hitch, please hit us in the messages.
Wow, too cool. Number 14, we got Jason Schultz from Salem, Connecticut.
Hey, Jason.
There you go.
Hey, Jason. I saw where he said in the chat, it's like, man, I need to get me one of those, you know, and I'm like, that's why I was like, hey, stay tuned.
And he stayed on the whole
night. What number was he?
He was number 14.
14.
Number 23 was Dallin Dager. Yeah. Yes, sir. From Mayville, Colorado.
There we go.
He's still on here.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That's Galen.
And then number 38, and I'm sorry, Cole, I had to skip you because you don't count.
He actually had one.
Cole won.
That's hilarious. Nah, that's hilarious. I put my name in there to see what happened.
So, next in line after Cole was Mr. Albert Martinez. From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Nice.
He's a local boy.
Right on, Albert.
Yeah. And then, the last, number that we pulled for the prize with the fly, that was number 25. That was Shay Hegestad, from Edmonton.
Alberta boy. Way to go, Shay.
Yeah.
And we'll be in Edmonton next week. Cool. So very cool, guys. I mean, we got New Mexico, Connecticut, Oklahoma, California, Colorado, and Canada.
How cool guys, is that? Guys, man. I should tell you, me and my buddy Dylan helped Shay pack his elk out last year or the year before.
Oh, wow.
Way down in the bottom of a creek draw that you should not be down in. That's where the bull was.
Hey, so Shay is still on YouTube. Shay, if you're hearing me here, man, get me on Instagram. Hit me with the DM so I can get you that Western fly cover package. If not, hit Mr. Travis O'Shea with that info if you have direct contact, since he helped you pack out, and he'll get me the info and we'll get you that sent up.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad we didn't know like a week ago, because we're getting ready to head to Canada. Could have taken up there personally, right? So
yeah. You got a package. You got a big package coming to you too, Trav, with for you and the boys. So Joe will have that when he hits Canada there, buddy.
My wife will be glad to hear I have a big package.
O'Shea. Oh, goodness, Travis. Actually, I said O'Shea Unleashed, but if it's a tiny one, is it really Unleashed?
Are you saying she hasn't known that up to this point, right?
Oh, that was good. It's called a grub worm.
Here's our grub
worm. Elk Bros. Hey, Bill Stagger from Grants Pass, Oregon. Land of the Roosevelts. Your podcasts have set the bar for others to follow. Thank you for all you have done and all you will do to flatten the learning curve. And again, congratulations on your 200th episode.
Just want to wish some of my favorite guys on the planet happy 200th episode. Keep up the good work, guys, and enjoy listening to the podcast. Thanks for everything you guys do for Howlful Wildlife, and I hope you have a great season.
Hey, Elk Bros, Scott Baker from Parker, Colorado, and 303 Elk Up Outdoors. Just wanted to say congratulations on your 200th episode. I've been listening since episode 51 and haven't missed one yet. And every time I listen to you guys, I learn something new every time. So keep grinding and have a good season this year.
Hey, this is Dan from Santaquin, Utah. I'm just up getting elk camp set up. Our hunt starts next weekend. Not this one, but the next one, the third weekend in August. Anyway, hey, just want to wish you guys well. And I love your episode. And Chav and RC, how you put up with those young bucks, I do not know. Anyway, thanks for all the things you do for us elk hunters. Just an old grinder.
This is John Child in Layton, Utah. Congrats, Elk Bros team, on 200.
Just want to say ton of love for the whole crew there. RC, DePlanche, Big O, the Mafia, Chav, and of course WWJGD, and all your friends, of course. Congrats on episode number 200. That's a big milestone. Congrats. Love what you guys are putting out. The podcast is oftentimes one of the high points of my week, listening to it, as I am right now. Like I said, keep dreaming of the screaming. Woo!
That a master.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. Baby. Yeah. Messner, baby.
Hey, Joe, I've seen already two license plates.
Yeah.
Customized license plates with the Elk Bros in them.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
How cool is that, man?
One of those is Travis O'Shea's.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, the Alberta one. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool, man. It's very flattering as far as I'm concerned. It's just humbling and honored. That's all, you know, all I can say with that. So,
you know, guys, last year was our first, ever Elk Bros camp, right? Adventure camp, where we had, coaches in camp and people coming in. Adam Messner had took our course and dove right in and actually goes out day one, never hunted bull elk in his life, goes out day one, makes a sound, calls a bull in at 20 yard, whacks him, and then, oh shit. He's like, and listen, this cat, like Cole Wilkes, like, you know, Canalis, like these cats are really rugged, absolutely in shape. Round is a shape, people. But at the end of the day, these guys can just walk a mountain dry. I mean, they are so in shape. And he's like, you know, I used to hear about this altitude. I thought guys were wussies, you know. And he said, but I'm going to tell you, it's real, man. You know, when he killed that bull, it was probably around, what, 11,000 feet?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you were trying to, FaceTime and explaining how to quarter, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he was spent and could have got really hurt up there.
He was on his way to it.
Yeah. Joe talked him into coming down, you know, waiting and getting help and stuff like that. And
we were up there the next morning by daylight. So,
but he got it done and never been able to do that had he not went through, you know, the Guy Duplanchet course, right? Mm-hmm. The, you know, myself, Joe Gillia, I mean, all these guys teaching them how to call and truly is the most important thing. We tell our crew that's coming in on 2023's Elk Bros Adventure Camp, calling is so important, guys. Put your time in, you know, you have to. If you can't make the sound, it's going to be really hard to get around the critters.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I wanted it to be a celebration. I wanted to celebrate it with all of those people that were watching today and tonight, all those people that sent reviews in. And I most of all wanted to spend this with y'all. So.
Yeah. And we got to actually have some elk hunting content.
I know how much.
I hadn't seen that video in like 4 years, guys. That was so cool, man.
Yeah.
End of the day, Canada, we're coming for you. We're bringing the crew, WWJGD, the legend. All of us are coming to Canada. Guys, if you like what we're doing, please subscribe, rate, and review us. You got to go to Apple Podcasts and iTunes to review us, and be sure to include your name and where you're from to get in our drawing to spin a winner wheel. And you can check out more elk hunting content at elkbros.com. And just a reminder, if any of our listeners out there would like their questions answered on our show, just send your question to info@elkbros.com. info@elkbros.com. And like we say down there in the Lone Star State, husbands, kiss your wives. Wives, kiss your husbands. Hug your babies. Keep your broad head sharp and your powder dry. And we'll see you next time on 201 episode.
Peace. Best of luck to everybody out there this season. Keep grinding. We're almost there.
Send those photos. We want to hear the story.
Absolutely. Please.
Good night, everybody.
You guys better take some bail money. You better take some bail money from Manonoy. You can need it in Canada, man.
We hooked up on a Friday night for a popcorn and a Pepsi. I ain't much of a city boy, but I'll see how far it gets me. Yeah, we talked of how we grew up and how we both were raised and things that meant the world to us and how we'd spend our days. And I said, just so you know, there ain't no surprise. These six words from my heart may open up your eyes. Girl, you're gonna miss me in September. I'll be on a mountaintop on a three-week bender where the bullet called my name, and every year it's the same until you see a headstone with my last name. Girl, you're gonna miss me in September.
gonna miss me in September. I'll be on a shopping trip. Gonna miss me in September. I'll be on a mountaintop and I'll live my life forever.